Invite the children to come up. How are you folks today? Good. None of you are sick. Good. What are you going to do for the next 2 weeks?
Watch TV.
Watch TV? What else? You're not sure yet, right? What does it feel like to have a 2 week unexpected vacation? Weird? Right? Unexpected. Life brings us things that are unexpected sometimes, and sometimes they're wonderful. You know, you get a present or a surprise that you really wanted, or maybe you didn't know you wanted until you got it. If you ever get a present or a surprise you discovered that you really liked, but you never thought that you wanted it? Sometimes life brings that. Sometimes life brings things that are unexpected that we don't want. I mean, I can remember being in school, hard as that is to believe for you, but I was once in school, and I can remember back then the longest stretch was between Christmas and Easter. Because in the fall you got off for Thanksgiving, and you had a couple holidays in the fall back then, and you got off this long break for Christmas, and then you had this long time that you didn't get any breaks. And I can remember sitting in class looking at the clock, thinking about, man, that's the slowest clock I ever saw. When are we ever going to get out of school again? And I was always happy when Easter came. Every now and then you get a snow day, right? But that's a day or two. But 2 weeks, that's a long time. And it's not for a reason that's fun or something you expected. It's for something that can be kind of scary to hear people talk about. Sometimes I think the news makes us more afraid of things than maybe we should be. The good news about this particular scary thing is that it usually does not badly affect young children. Most of the time, children just get kind of a cold and get over it. So that's the good news. But then you can share it if you get sick. You may give it to somebody else who's older, who doesn't respond as well. And one of the things that Paul tells us is that sometimes life brings bad things that happen. Paul was arrested more than once just for telling the story of Jesus. He was punished more than once just for telling the story of Jesus. But he said through it all, he remembered that Jesus was with him, that Jesus was watching over him no matter what happened. And so that even in the difficult times or the hard times, he knew that God still loved him. And it was knowing that God loved him and was watching over him that kept him strong and that helped him to do the things he did, even though he was afraid, even though he was suffering. Today our lesson talks about suffering can come in our life. But that even in the midst of that suffering, Jesus is still with us. And Jesus still cares for us. And Jesus still watches over us. And in this time, when you have an unexpected break, that's not really a break you wanted, maybe, there are a couple things you can do, though, to help yourself and to help others. And one of those, I would ask you, is to take a little time every day and pray. And pray for those who are sick with this disease. And pray for the doctors and the nurses and all those who are trying to help care for us and keep us healthy. It doesn't take a long time, but if each of us every day would take some time to pray, it will help others, but it will also help us, because when we take time to pray and talk to God, we remember that God is with us, that God is watching us, and that Jesus is always caring for us. Okay? Let us pray now. Dear Jesus, help us to trust you.
Help us to trust you.
Help us to stay strong.
Help us to stay strong.
Even when we're afraid.
Even when we're afraid.
Watch and keep our families safe.
Watch and keep our families safe.
In the weeks to come.
In the weeks to come.
Give wisdom to doctors and those who take care of us.
To doctors and those who take care of us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thanks for coming out.